we will come and eat. We may your co-host is Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of the disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Well, how are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good morning. Good.
Good.
Good morning to everyone.
So, you want to introduce our two guests, our first guest?
Well, our first guest had a very bad kind of mental problem, bipolar problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the word that I can use to describe her, when I first saw her, she was lost and frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Angry, frustrated, and lost. And you spoke to her for 5 minutes and she forget within 5 minutes what you know what she said and what you told her. Let's get her on the line and let her explain.
Okay,
story.
Is it Villette?
Yeah, Villette.
Okay. Good morning, Villette.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm pretty good.
Okay. You're better than the first time, right?
Pretty darn good.
Yes, uh-huh.
Villette, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm in California, and I'm like, sorry, I'm disabled, but there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't been working?
Well, I haven't been working since I was 15. That's 2 years ago.
Okay. So when were you diagnosed with bipolar disorder?
When I was approximately 35.
Okay.
And all this year, what have they done for you? What have you been doing to try to heal this disorder?
Anything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did it help you?
Well, it keeps me pretty angry, but the
other side effects?
It needed help me, because right now I'm really not describing as good as it was. I just...
It's okay, take your time.
It's been to your office when I came home.
Yes.
And I'm so much better.
Yes.
And I'm taking your supplements.
Yes.
And they're real. They're natural. They're not that drug thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're on 5 or 6 or 7 different other drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're on other drugs, right?
Right.
Are you still on them?
No, I'm not taking them. I'm taking the natural way.
So you're not taking any of the other drugs that told you a job?
I'm sure that product. I'm still a little nervous.
It's fine. You're on the air. So
That's why I'm nervous.
You don't remember how bad you were, because yesterday was your second treatment. And I kind of recognize that was you, because you were so lost the first time. You can remember something.
The tea is helping.
Honey?
The tea is helping.
The tea is helping.
Yes.
So are you still on the lithium?
Well, I'm trying to get 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huh?
Well, I'm not taking it. Can I take it? You know, I'm not even taking it.
Good. Okay, I told you not to take it, okay? If you really have problem, then you can take one or two pills. But if you have no problem, you wait until Monday or Tuesday. Let's say you have a little bit of problem, you wait until Monday or Tuesday, I'll give you another treatment, your symptom will be gone again. The more treatment you have, the more the relief will last. So do not rely on the drugs. No, you were on too many drugs, and these drugs were making you worse rather than make you better. You were so lost the first time. You know, it's hard to even talk to you the first time. So
that you also had other complaints like headaches and back pain.
Oh, those are much better.
Mm-hmm. How long did you suffer from that? How long did you have headaches and back pain for?
Well, for many years, because I was hit by trucks.
Oh, okay.
But this has just been doing great. I'm just a little confused right now.
It's okay, because you're nervous, you're on the air, okay? And you are much, much better when you are in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell many people come in and see auto accident, physical trauma and stuff like that. Your real problem actually started when you had the death of your two kids. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's 77 or 82.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something.
77 and 82.
I just can't get over that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just acupuncture relaxes and.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay,
okay.
You know why we asked you to do it? Because, you know, you were so much better yesterday. And then within a couple of months, we call you back and you see a totally different person, because you will be much more coherent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the first time, you had very much trouble even expressing that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can actually say it without too much emotion attached to it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have relieved some of them, I call them a lot of those emotional traps for you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's the emotion distress that are causing the problem rather than the physical trauma. The physical trauma, in most cases, do not cause much trouble unless you have some underlying emotional problem that has weakened your system mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Will you continue treatments with Dr. Tong for that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting results real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're not even taking the drugs now. You're on six or seven. How many drugs was she on?
Was on about four different drugs, medications. And how long are you on them for?
How long have you been taking those drugs?
So we were hit by that truck.
Okay.
And when was that?
Well, that was in 77.
So over 20 years.
Mm, that's 20 years on all this toxic medication. That's mm-hmm. why you get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vivette, thank you so much for joining us today. Don't worry, you did a great job.
Yes.
Okay, you did a great job today, and I'm hoping we'll have you on again in a couple of months to follow up, and I'm sure that things will be even better than they are now.
Okay, then.
Okay.
I'm really embarrassed because I'm getting mixed up.
You're not. You are so much better than the first time. I wish
I
covered you the first day where you went to my office.
Well, have a good weekend, Vivette.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye bye. Bye bye. We're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. That was a very interesting case. Vivette, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 10 years ago, and as you can tell, she still has the confusion in her speech, but she can still express herself fairly.
I think because the fact that she knew she was on the air.
There are a lot of people hearing her, but I think she's doing better. She's dropped all her medications, and
you might get a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
She cannot drop her medication.
Right.
I want the reader to go to our website, drtong.com, under patient interview, March of 2000. I had a patient with bipolar problem, took 7 medications for 14 years. She was my former patient.
Mm-hmm.
And the lithium really messed her up, and she tried to stop the medication 3 times, 3 or 4 times, and each time she ended up in the hospital for 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of insurance problems, she missed me for about 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Came back last February 2000. After the very first treatment, I stopped all of her medication, and she had no symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was afraid to stop it when I told her, but I told her that she feels so much different this time. Just try it. If she had problems, she can always be on it, and she was able to stop it with no withdrawals.
Okay, well, let's get to our next case. Actually, it's a caller, Bob, who saw you Thursday. So he is one of your patients. Let's get Bob on the line. Hello, Bob.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from California City.
Okay.
I'm retired.
Very good.
That's it.
Okay, and how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Four
treatments. And can you kind of tell us a little bit, like, your history, what you suffer from?
Well, I suffer from, they say, osteoarthritis in my hips and upper legs, my knee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do Western doctors well. I never knew an Eastern doctor before Dr. Tom.
Yeah,
I suffered with pain for a long time and not taking pain medicine or anything.
You do not take any pain medication?
No.
Okay.
I just suffered with it.
Okay.
And
so what kind of
disability? Pardon?
What kind of disability? How were you, how did it affect you? Were you able to do your daily chores and
No, I sack more than anything, doctor.
Mm.
And that also, I think, contributed to the fact that I have lost muscle tone, which I have to regain now, and so that I can stoop and bend and all those good things.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubts after visiting you four times that I am well on the road to recovery. And the reason I called you today, doctor, is because I wanted you to know that I woke up this morning, got out of bed, virtually pain-free.
Mm.
Ah.
So how long were you suffering from pain before you saw me?
It's been coming on over 5 or 6 years, but for 2 years I've really suffered.
And you also have shoulder pain, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How's the shoulder?
It's still a little. We'll work on that next time. I'll be
okay.
But anyway, I feel so much relieved. You just can't imagine.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sound very relieved.
Only people who have suffered from chronic pain understand what you're saying.
Right.
Those who have never had pain really don't quite know how are we
that. Well, also, he's probably easy to treat because he never took conventional drugs either, so
yeah.
His body's not as toxic.
Not as toxic, but easy to treat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Doctor?
Yes.
I was going to introduce myself as Tim Conroy.
Tim Conroy, okay. That's how you walked when you first came in.
That's how I walked when I didn't walk that way going out. Last Thursday, but it's going to take me a while to learn how to walk all over again.
Normally?
Yeah.
Oh, now I remember, I got you confused with another patient who came at the same time. You're the one who hard to, you know, even sit down. You were very, very complicated, and I spent extra time with you for the first time.
Extremely complicated.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
That's why, you know, you feel a little sore after a couple of treatments, you know, because I give you extra injections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now you're a lot better, huh?
Oh, I don't have any pain today in my legs.
Fantastic.
Wow,
because mix you up with another patient. You are much more difficult. I didn't expect you to call in today.
I wasn't going to call in today, but I felt so relieved.
Oh, fantastic.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, I thought you were somebody else.
Yeah, I know. Well, I am. Yeah. Tim Conway.
You walk when you first came in like Tim, worse than Tim Conway.
Yeah, but I look sort of like that cowboy singer.
Yeah.
Western.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. I saw your picture. Yes.
Kenny Rogers.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bob, thank you so much for calling in. Such a wonderful surprise.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
I look forward to our next visit.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be strengthening your legs and you'll be walking a lot better.
We'll have to have you on our show again.
Yes.
Fine. I look forward.
Have a great weekend.
Right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That was Bob, who's been suffering from osteoarthritis for 5 to 6 years, the last 2 years of which were quite severe, where he'd wake up with pain. This morning he woke up virtually pain-free after having 4 treatments with you. Correct, Dr. Tong?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have a couple of callers, Bertha and Midge. They have a question for us. Let's get them on the line. Hi, welcome to our show.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Midge Smith. It's on the record, but I'm the same person.
Okay, the same person, sorry.
I'm a patient of Dr. Tong's, and after 6 treatments, when I had this life-threatening liver and gallbladder problem, my tests have turned around so that they're 32% and 33% better than they were before.
Good.
I'm really thrilled about that because I just about give up because my regular doctor that I've been having was making all these tests, and he can do the test, but he doesn't know what to do with the results.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, Mitch, you know, one of the big problems you came in was not really the liver and gallbladder problem. You were spitting up a phlegm like every 2 seconds.
Yeah, the lung infection.
You can talk like this. You were hoarse. Your voice was hoarse. You keep coughing up this phlegm every 2 seconds. Now that you can talk.
I know.
Yes.
You
remember?
About that, I didn't spit anything for 24 hours after you gave me the treatment.
The very first treatment.
And then I spit up very little, and it wasn't yellow.
Right.
That is amazing.
Yeah, you were coughing, and then you're spitting up yellow, thick, greenish, kind of sputum, but not after the first treatment and then herbs. You know, now that you don't spit up anymore, after the last couple of times I saw you.
Yes, well, it's much better, that's for sure. But I need advice about how to eat. I haven't been eating properly, and I know that causes more phlegm, and I found out after reading the fine print that I can't even eat any good brand of best bread because it has 3 kinds of sugar in it, and soy besides. And what's wrong with soy? It's many nutritionists that they're praising so highly.
Yes,
you're not supposed to eat soy.
Let me tell you, do not pay too much attention to a lot of these conventional studies. The conventional study only beyond relieving symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
I treat the patient as a whole. And the reason soy is not so good is that in the energetic sense, it causes phlegm. And phlegm, phlegm is your number one problem.
Right.
Yeah, the phlegm, when you become stagnant, creates too much heat. That's why the yellow mucus that you're spitting up all the time. So, like soy, avocado, anything that's too sweet,
mm-hmm.
even natural food, like banana, cantaloupe, honeydew.
I have your list where you checked off a lot of things, but I don't understand why, you X'd off warm and hot columns completely, but
yes.
Yet in some of the things like lentils and oats, you said I could eat oatmeal.
And you eat a little bit.
I could eat some of the things,
yeah. Yeah, you can eat some of those.
Everything in moderation.
See, right now you're a lot better now,
mm-hmm.
okay? In the beginning, you had to be much more austere. But as you get more balance, you are able to eat some of the warmer food as long as you pick something on the left-hand column, the cold, the cool, and the neutral,
mm-hmm.
okay? So as you get better and better, you can even start eating garlic and then the warmer food.
Oh,
but not
okay.
Now.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to eat anything with vinegar, right?
Yeah, vinegar is
hot.
At this point, you're going to cause your exacerbation with your
mm-hmm.
symptoms.
How long have you had the infection for, Midge?
Oh, it's been off and on for years.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it actually since I was 21 years old. The doctors almost killed me on antibiotics.
Yeah.
So about 10, 15 years ago, I learned at least about a natural antibiotic. It wasn't so harmful. It took care of it for the most part without having to take harmful antibiotics very often. But now it doesn't work too well.
Here's a fallacy of a conventional concept, okay? Infection. It is, by that definition, the proliferation of bacteria or microbes. The overgrowth of bacteria is the infection. is not the cause of the infection. The, why this microbes proliferate is because the underlying environment it become imbalance.
Right.
In your case, too hot, too much phlegm. Okay, in the bigger environment. Okay, in the environment we call it mucus, and in our human body we call it phlegm, become mucus. Same thing. Okay, you have mucus within your body just because you got too much greasy stuff that overwhelms the body's ability to clear them. Anytime your immune system, faster than the system can repair itself, then you get chronic disorder.
Right.
But you don't really get, your body can repair faster than your immune, you don't get any chronic disorder. So the key is getting the body's own function rather than killing the bugs. The bugs are all normal.
When
we come back
bugs in there.
Yeah, we got hepatitis B, we got AIDS, the virus, we got cancer, we got the streptococci in our throat. All in physiological proportion when we are healthy.
Right.
Okay. When we are not healthy, when they get out of balance, then certain things overgrow. Mm-hmm. So you have to restore the balance.
Does this have to do with her immune system then?
No, the immune system becomes bad because the body out of balance.
Right.
When the mind and body are not working together.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you don't have to be so strict now. You can eat some of the bread, even some of the sugar is okay because the mucus problem is so much less.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see how bad when you have the concept wrong for years, 20 years of problem over and over and over again, you have the wrong approach, you'll never get the patient better. You got the right approach, one or two treatments. We establish health. And Mitch is how old are you, Mitch, you don't mind telling us?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm 84.
See? You have a very clear mind, okay?
And I still read without glasses, and I still drive my car.
And you're very sharp. You're mentally, you're very sharp, okay?
And my memory's good.
Yes, okay.
On most things.
But you were very sick when I first saw you. Every 2 seconds, you spit out thick, yellow, greenish mucus. And you couldn't stop coughing.
How many treatments have you had with Dr. Tom, Midge?
Six.
So
only six treatments,
no,
right?
No, I guess it was seven, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, seven.
Yeah, it was the last time,
Yes, uh-huh.
And once I had the woman doctor and didn't have you.
Oh,
before you came to see Dr. Tom, were you just on antibiotics from conventional doctors?
Well, I had to resort to that finally, but I had quit it before I came to Dr. Tom because I knew that it was harmful and that it wasn't taking care of it anymore, so I had quit taking it.
Mm. How's your stomach pain when you were complaining to me about this? Is that better?
I had some stomach pain after the last treatment.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
but it's better now.
Yeah. See, you have many, many problems. We cannot get rid of all the problems all at one time. So as you get more treatment, one by one, this symptom will become improved and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, how often can you eat? Could I eat an egg? I don't eat.
A couple times a week is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get egg set from an organic farm,
right.
So you don't get the hormones and pesticides.
Range free, right?
Yeah, free-range egg.
The only kind I buy.
Yes.
Very good.
See, you got a very sharp mind. That's why you're used to
it. I learned about that a long time ago, so I never buy the eggs unless it's free range.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's why you still have otherwise it looks like even worse. Yes.
You said I could eat tofu, I believe you said.
Tofu is good because it's fermented. Fermented soy is better.
And when you said steam some vegetables, especially when it was cold weather. I have a gadget I put in the bottom of the pan and put water in it, and then the vegetables don't touch the water. Is that the kind of steaming you're talking about?
That's exactly
perfect.
How I do it myself.
Right.
Okay,
uh-huh.
You can steam it maybe like 2 to 3 minutes only,
mm-hmm.
and then we put down the fiber and make you digest it easier. And the Western concept of eating raw food all the time seems very good. I like to steam just a little bit so you don't destroy the vitamins, but it makes it much easier for digestion,
right,
especially
right.
for older people.
You
yeah.
said stevia was all right for my oatmeal, and what other kind of seasonings? Salmon's okay, isn't it?
Salmon's not okay.
Salmon is
very hot.
Yeah.
Too hot for you at this point.
Oh, I shouldn't use salmon?
No.
Too hot for you at this point.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah,
and what about salt?
salt?
I have a big kind of pink salt. The regular kind, some of the sea salt that was supposed to be good, it's still, I don't use it because it tastes like sand.
Yes.
I mean, it acts like sand.
Well, you make it dissolve and it might act like sand. Sea salt is better. No, the unprocessed sea salt is better. Don't use too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it harms the kidney. Don't use too much.
Yeah, I don't use it on everything, but I do like a little on some vegetables.
Mitch, thank you so much for calling me. Any other time.
You know, you can call you next week again.
Yeah.
So then I explain it. My other person can benefit from the answer.
Yes. Thanks so much for calling in. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. That was Midge on the line. She had suffered from chronic lung infections for years and years, has had 6 to 7 treatments with Dr. Tong and doing very much better. Before we end, I just want to kind of bring up a point. I was reading in Dr. McCullough's website about a study that was conducted by a young Dutch scientist who did study on mice to choose between genetically altered food and regular food, and the mice all chose the regular natural food. So
here's the point, okay?
Reinforces what we've been talking about today.
Exactly. Natural food, unadulterated food have qi, okay?
Which is
one rule of thumb. If the food spoil easily, those food are the best for you.
Right.
Because the microbes eat to survive. They use their vibration to detect which kind of food is strongest and have the strongest life to them, okay? That is why processed food is full of bad foods in the supermarket. All these in boxes look clean. They are not good for you because the microbe will not touch them.
Right.
Like white sugar can stay on the shelf for 10,000 years until some dumb human come and buy them. Okay.
Only humans would eat food like that.
Yeah, we eat by taste, but we should eat to survive.
Also because we're more resilient against food.
And we got doctors, microfilm and doctors.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tom during the week for a free quick phone consultation. Or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. We're located at 2790 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Call us if you have questions. We welcome any questions you may have. We have time to answer them. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on K-Bright and 740. This is Elaine, saying goodbye and have a great weekend.